podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Which is good. All sorts of people in suburbia out doing Easter egg hunts. That's for sure. You'll be able to look out of your back window, out of your sliding glass door, into your next door neighbor's yard, because you know you can see into your next door neighbor's yard. And you'll see them out there with their kids doing the little Easter egg hunt.
I'll be out there in suburbia.
All dressed up. I love little kids, especially little boys with bow ties on, all like a little suit and
a
bow tie.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's so
pretty
charming.
Darn cute, huh?
I was at a one-year-old's birthday party on Saturday. He had the suspenders and bow tie.
I saw the picture.
He had suspenders and bow tie. Oh. He was rocking it. I felt completely underdressed.
Put a cutest pair kid of ever. Glasses on that kid and color me smitten.
He does,
as
have
a matter
glasses,
of fact.
So
yeah. Really?
You are smitten. Let me color you.
Okay.
Well, anyway,
you didn't know. We'll be out there in the backyard with the Easter eggs. We do the hard-boiled eggs and then the hollow ones that you
can
fill.
Sure, you get the plastic eggs and
you put
candy in them.
You put stuff in them like a hamster or something, and you go hide it. And
really,
then,
what do you normally put in there?
It's candy.
Some people put jelly beans.
Maybe okay.
Because jelly beans are considered some sort of traditional
coins. Easter is a completely foreign concept to me, so this is why I'm asking these weird questions.
Because you want
to
go hide some eggs?
Because you were raised Jehovah's Witness,
right,
and you never got to do an Easter egg hunt.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's pretty spectacular.
What do you guys normally eat? Is there a big feast?
A ham.
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 Ham's big, yeah.
Right.
And then the Easter
Which
bunny
kind
comes.
Of ironic, but
I know.
I was like me going to the aquarium and eating seafood. It was just not right.
We have rabbit, is what we have.
Don't laugh. In my family, that actually happened one year.
Yeah, the pet rabbit,
the
right?
Pet rabbit.
Yeah. Oops. It's a long story. And then the Easter bunny comes too. Little Reed's excited for that. I know his little Easter basket will be filled with toys this year, from what I hear, and some various balls, like soccer ball.
Toys?
And
The bunny does balls?
A lot of summer balls this year from the Easter bunny.
So what is this, like Christmas in April?
No. I mean, it's a good time to buy some summer gear and then pass it off as from the Easter bunny.
So it's Christmas in April?
Kind of,
yeah.
I guess. No, it's not as big as Christmas. It's just a basket. You know, he's got some books in it and his squirt guns
and
stuff.
Oh, so now there's books?
Stuff. Yeah, there's books.
Okay,
and squirt
so you've
guns
got soccer balls, squirt guns,
candy,
books. You know, Megan.
It's Christmas.
Yeah, down the hall, she said that the bunny brings clothes, like a swimsuit and a new dress and some like sandals and stuff for her daughter.
Easter
and I was like,
has,
what? The bunny does that?
No, it's
Easter
not that
has
big.
Changed.
No, they're little gifts from the bunny.
It's really changed. I guarantee you, 20 years ago, people were not doing big gift things. They were doing.
Right.
What are you talking about?
They were doing
about?
A meal. They were doing candy, Easter egg hunt, and that's it. There wasn't like an entire summer wardrobe and a bicycle and a soccer ball.
Right,
a
bike, and a slip and slide and a savings bond.
Yeah.
You guys are so black souled. Come on, it's a joyous day. Give a few gifts.
You're misinterpreting. I'm not saying it's necessarily wrong. I'm just saying it sure has changed how we made it a second Christmas.
Well, I don't know.
Santa's going to be a little ticked off. I think the bunny is kind of squaring down
on his turf. The bunny just
turf.
Wants an active, healthy lifestyle for Reed.
Just
wants him to play t-ball, all right? That's all it
That's
is.
Right.
Easter bunny's looking out for his best interest.
He wants him to be outside with a soccer ball, for God's sake.
Yeah, here's some chocolate. Go burn off the calories.
Here's
what
I think. I think the Easter bunny has become a lobbyist for the Retailers Association in
could
America.
Could be. That could be part of it, too.
That's what I'm pretty sure has happened here.
Man, that ham is good, though. Oh, I'm looking forward to that.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.